Yanata.
Yeah, we're very, very stoked to have in studio Monona Lone. They're going to have a chat to us about their most recent album, which just came out a couple of weeks back. And I think we're going to be treated to a live performance after a bit of a chat as well.
Keen.
Thank you to Mark, Joe and Gus for coming in.
Thanks.
No worries at all.
Did the guitars give it away that we were going to play a song?
I had just an accessory.
So your album, Summer of the Mosquito, which you released a few weeks ago, that was your first album in 6 years.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you?
Eons.
That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah. Billions of years.
That's like the Beastie Boys had 6 years between their albums, I think.
So are you just trying to channel a bit of their energy?
Yeah. I mean, this album was ready 3 years ago, so we've just been sitting on it just because I figure it's a good length of time. It worked for them, so what the hell?
Why not? How did you feel about spending so much time sitting on it before you released it?
Like a chicken.
Go ask a chicken how that feels. We didn't really spend 3 years sitting on it. We spent about
a year.
Well, not really a year. Sort of been working on it slowly. It's been a slow process, definitely. One of the songs off this album was basically written right after the other album came out. So, yeah, it's sort of been a sort of slow, meandering role with a mad dash at the end to get some songs finished. But, you won't be able to tell which ones those are because they're professionally mixed.
And you had a pretty good...
Joe just really wants to play.
The bass just really wants to be center of attention right now.
Enough talk.
And you're... Obviously, it was quite a while since you wrote a last album, I suppose. How has your songwriting evolved in that time? Because that's a big chunk. Big question, perhaps.
Yeah. No, so I don't write the songs. But I'll answer this question.
As a casual observer behind the tubs, what would you think?
Well, I think the last record was maybe a bit more summery, even though this one's called Summer of the Mosquito. Breezy, perhaps, the last one was a bit more breezy. I remember seeing these guys. I wasn't playing in the band for a while and saw them play at the Pinnacle, and they had all these like songs with all these massive riffs, which is what the new record is. And I was like, I want to play drums again. I want back in.
And they let you back in?
Yeah. They let me do it.
Yeah, I think it like really just got a bit more abrasive or something. Not abrasive, but just obnoxious.
You're raging against the world's problems.
Yeah. I think the first album was more polite, and this one's just a bit more sort of off the cuff and a bit bigger and more vibrant. But that's the arrangements, and that's how it's evolved with everyone else's because I do bring songs to the band and we work on them together as well. So with the first album, it wasn't like that. It was mostly just my stuff and a bunch of friends and Gus.
Me telling you what to do.
Gus played drums on most of the first album, but as well as co-produced it. So,
Tiny Visconti, Robbie.
Tiny Visconti.
Tiny Visconti.
I think maybe now that we're a little bit older and wiser, we've sort of like gone off the leash a little bit. Not really trying to place this album in any sort of genre that works in any way for anyone. that's why it sort of ended up sounding a bit like big dumb rock.
New genre.
Yeah.
We just find out what's cool and what bands are cool, and then we just completely just go the other way.
Yeah. Just sit around slagging them off all day.
Yeah. There's no rules.
Yeah.
Summer of the Mosquito, I think, kind of evokes a bit of a wave of sun-drenched nostalgia. But I was really curious about the name of the album and how many kind of mosquito bites you were fighting off when you decided to call it that.
Got the aero guy.
Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. The non-brand specific insect repellent.
Yeah, no brands. Read the worksheet. That's a good question. I mean, it's not really. It's a terrible question.
Sorry. I was trying to be smart.
About the band, the mosquitoes? Is it something?
I don't know, really. Yeah, who knows? It's sort of gone through so many permutations.
I thought it was about that band, the mosquitoes, and the summer that they toured
from Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
It's about those mosquitoes, yeah.
I always thought the mosquito would be a drink. Somewhere with the mosquitoes. What do they call it? Like a virgin colada.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yep, okay.
Sure.
All right.
I think it's
a spiked virgin colada. It's got a bit of sting to it, right? Because it's like a mosquito.
Mosquito.
Yeah, mosquito venom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not venom. No, they just suck the blood out of
anyone. Jesus, a deadly new breed of mosquito.
That's true. They do, don't they? Who knows what they do?
Right. Well, you have an album launch coming up for the Tote this Friday. You keen to
You've
sing?
You just cut that. Cut
yeah.
That went off track, so please bring us back.
Yeah. How are you feeling about playing that in a live setting for people?
Great.
Pumped.
Yeah.
Tote. Haven't played the Tote for a while. Love the Tote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
We've been playing quite a bit the last two weekends. We've been up north to Brisbane, which coincided with the election result, which we were all very...
Oh, in Queensland for that.
Yeah. Good to be in Queensland.
Which we're all very... Oh, good to, always good Ooh. To let everyone know what you think. But we...
the 12 non-Liberal voters were at our show.
Yeah, I think
they were all crying into their beer.
The entire left was there just playing video games and numbing themselves further.
All right.
But we've been playing well because we're playing so much. So then.
Yeah, we're angry.
Yeah.
Not tonight. Friday's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be angry and fun. Actually, no, it's going to be really fun. There's a really good lineup.
That's good then.
Yes, there's you're going to talk.
No, you go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say there's a couple of quite newish bands on the lineup as well as some established bands. It's a well-rounded event. I think you'll agree. Because on first there is a band called The Bush, who have played like two or three shows so far, and they're just really, really new, and they write beautiful, beautiful, blissed out ballads and things. Yeah, kind of reverb drenched sort of beauty. And then Lachlan Denton and Studio Magic is going to follow those guys, and that's Lachlan from The Ocean Party,
Who
just played their last ever show on Saturday. And then Swim Team, who are extraordinary. I'm sure
they're a lot
agree.
Of fun live.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I don't know who their bass player is these days. They seem to have a
different one each time.
Yeah. Well,
hi, me. Yeah. Right. Well, I reckon we'll let you perform.
I suppose. Cool. We talked about rocking out, but now we're all acoustic. Gus has got
acoustic
his bongos.
Fun.
You have to come down to the Tote to get the rock version.
Yeah.
Got to pay some big money for that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll just set up the
also,
mics.
Also, our super loud guitarist Louis is not here tonight, so.
Oh. Let's see how this goes.
Whoa.
All the mics. Production. Some acoustic bass. All right.
Okay. Should I sing really quietly at the start, and then you can like tell me to move closer to the mic or something?
Yeah. Get up on it.
I'll get it right up.
I'll just move the thing.
Okay, you do it. Yeah. Wow. You guys are professionals. All right. Here we go. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Is it summer? That's all we have. Forgive me
so hard to disappear and hide behind another wall. If I stay, I'll need you here to show me the way to walk and the way to fall. Summer, the mosquito again. We won't know where, we won't know when. Too young to die, too old to try to begin again. Stay up late, drinking to the sound of rain, singing something about a rabbit terrain. Forgive me, dear, I'm feeling queer. I haven't been myself at all. 6 months in and everything's unbearable. I try so hard to disappear or hide behind another wall. If I stay, I'll need you here to show me the way to walk and the way to fall. Is it summer of the mosquito again? Is it summer of the mosquito again? Is it summer of the mosquito again? Is it summer?
Fades out.
Yeah.
Nice. You just heard Manone Alone with a beautiful live rendition of Summer of the Mosquito, the title track from their new album. And like we mentioned a few times, get down to the Tote this Friday if you want to go to, I guess, a rock show.
yeah, we promise rock.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight.
Thanks a lot. Thanks,
it was lovely.
No worries
at
all.
Thank you.
We feel really special to hear a version of your track nice and live in the flesh.
Acoustic.
Yeah. What a treat.
It's a treat for us too. Thank you.
No worries.